Parshas Beshalach. Vayehi Beshalach Paro Yitzha'om. And it was when Paro sent out the nation. V'leinochom Elohim. Elohim did not lead them derech Eretz Plishtim through the land of Plishtim. Ki Karefu. Because that was the shorter way. And if the Yidden would have gone the shorter way, it would be very easy for them to go back to Mitzrayim. Ki Omar Elohim. Because Hashem said, Penginochim Ha'om. Maybe the Om will change their mind about leaving Mitzrayim. When they will see a war, what type of a war? A war like we find against Amalek in Parsha Shalach, which they lost. And if they would see such a war that they lose, Vishavu Mitzrayma, they might return to Mitzrayim. So the pasuk is saying the reason why Hashem took them the roundabout way and not the shortest route from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael is because if they would go the short route, Hashem was afraid that when they would meet a war like the war against Amalek, they would run back to Mitzrayim. And Rashi brings down a Kal V'Chomer. Madach, when he took the Yidden, the roundabout way, the Derech Akuma, the Yidden said, Nitna Roish Finoshuva Mitzrayim, let us appoint a leader and go back to Mitzrayim. Al Achas Kama V'Kama, definitely. If they would have gone the shorter way, they definitely would have gone back to Mitzrayim. Therefore, the pasuk continues, Vayasev Elohim Es Ha'om, and Hashem took the Om the roundabout route, Derech HaMidbar, through the Midbar, Yamsuf, towards the Yamsuf. Vachamushim Olu V'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and armed, the Yidden went out of the land of Mitzrayim. Rashi explains in the first pshat that the word Vachamushim means armed, and the pasuk is telling us that the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim with weapons, in order that you should not ask that when they fought against Amalek, Midjan, Sichon, and Oik, where did they get weapons from if they went straight into the Midbar? And the answer is that when they left Mitzrayim with weapons and all different types of artillery. The second shot Rashi brings down, Bachamusha means one out of five, one-fifth. Only one-fifth went out of Mitzrayim. The other four-fifths died b'shloshes yemei afela, during the 3 days of darkness, in order that the Mitzrayim should not be able to say that these Jews got hit just like we did. And these four-fifths were Rishayim that did not want to leave the land of Mitzrayim. Just to go back for a second to Pasuk Yud Zayin, a couple of diyukim in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayehi b'shalach paroi. The Gemara in Megillah says that whenever the terminology of Vayehi is used, it always denotes a lashon of tsar, Vayehi, and there was a sad thing that happened. And the Mefarshim explain that the reason why it's a lashon of tsar over here is because b'shalach paroi. Paroi sending out the Bnei Yisrael was a tsar, a pain to him, because when he came to the Midbar and he saw what a tremendous great nation there was here over here that had Anani HaKavod and was on such a high level, Paroi felt bad that he sent out such slaves from his land, from under his jurisdiction. And that is Lashon Vayehi. Another diyuk in the pasuk is, Vayehi b'shalach Paroi es ha'om. Why does the Torah stress that it was Paroi sending out the nation, and it does not stress that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? And some Mefarshim learn that the Torah is coming to tell us that this is the same Paroi whose heart was heavy and refused to send the Yidden out all this time. He was the same Paroi that sent them out, and they went out with such tremendous nisim and biyad rama. Another diyuk in the pasuk is the lashon yachid, the singular lashon of Pen Yinochem. The pasuk is referring to the the nation, lest the nation change their mind. The pasuk should have said Pen Yinochamu, just like it uses a lashon rabim bir oisam milchama, when they will see a war, vishavu, and they will return to Mitzrayim. The pasuk should also have used. Should have used a lashon rabim pen yinochamu. And the pasuk continues, Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy, and Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him, while the rest of Klal Yisrael was busy taking from the bizas Mitzrayim the kesef, the zov, and the smolos. Moshe was busy doing mitzvahs, as the pasuk says, Chacham lev yikach mitzvahs, and he went and took the bones of Yosef, ki because hashbeya hashbeya es bnei Yisrael, Yosef was mashbia his brothers, the Bnei Yisrael, to be mashbia their children. Lamar saying, Pakod Yifkod Elikim Eschem, Hashem will remember you and you will go out of Mitzrayim. And when you do go out of Mitzrayim, Vahalisem Es Atzmoisai Mizeh, take my bones out from Mitzrayim, itchem, together with your bones. When you take the bones of the rest of the Shvatim out of Mitzrayim, take my bones together with their bones. And the reason why Yosef could not have told this to Menashe and Ephraim, just like his father Yaakov was Mashbia him, why wasn't he Mashbia Menashe and Ephraim? And the reason is because Yosef had the power. He was the king, the viceroy in Mitzrayim. As opposed to Menashe and Ephraim, after the death of Yosef, they would not have the power to take Yosef's bones out right away. And therefore he had to be Mashbia, the Bnei Yaakov, the children, his brothers, the children of Yaakov, to be Mashbia their children, that at the time they leave Mitzrayim, they should take out his bones together with their bones. Vayisumi Sukkos. And they traveled from Sukkos. Vayachanu ve'esam, and they camped in Esam, b'ksei ha-midbar, at the edge of the Midbar. On the first day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they traveled from Ramses to Sukkos. And this was the second day, when they traveled from Sukkos to Esam. Vashem hoylech lefneim yoimam. And Hashem went before them during the day, be'amad onon, with a pillar of cloud. Lanchosam haderach, to cause the way to be led to them. Hashem was leading them through the Amr Onon. Velaila, and at night, Ba'amr Eish, there was an Amr Eish leading them, and also Lahahir Lahem, to give them light. Besides for leading them at night, it also gave them light. Loleches Yoimon Valoila, in order that they were able to travel during the day and during the night. And it could be the Pshat is why the Pasuk first mentions the Amr Eish and Amr Onon on the second day of traveling. The pshat might be because when they went from Ramses to Sukkos, Rashi explains in Parshas Bo that they went al kanfei nesharim. It was 120 mil, and it was a nes that they came there instantly. So it was a special type of traveling that they did on the first day from Ramses to Sukkos. It wasn't their typical way of going. It was al kanfei nesharim. So maybe over there was no need to have the Amr Eish and Onon. Mashenkin, the second day of traveling, where they went in a more typical, normal procedure, there the Pasuk says that they went with the Amr Eish and Amr Onon. It was only over there where the Torah introduces us to the Amr Eish and Amr Onon. Like, Lo Yomir, she did not remove, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not remove, Amr HaOnon Yoimon, the Amr Onon during the day, which means that the Amr Onon would come even before it turned day, so that when the Amr Eish would leave, the Amr Onan would already be there. The Amr Eish Loila, and he did not remove the Amr Eish at night. It was there even before it turned night, in order that when it became night, it was already there. Lefnei Ha'am, before the nation. And the Pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Israel, speak to the Bnei Israel, V'yoshuvu, and let them return, V'yachanu, and camp, Lefnei Piachirois, before Piachirois, Be Migdol, between Migdol uben Ayom, and the sea, Lefnei Baal Tzifoin, in front of David Zorah Baal Tzifoin, Nichichoi Sachanu al Hayom, opposite David Zorah, they should camp by the sea. The Pasuk is saying that on the third day, Hashem is telling Moshe that the Yidden should travel backwards towards the Mitzrayim, in order that the Mitzrayim will say that they are lost in the Midbar, and therefore they are heading back toward Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says three different names to the place where they should go back to. Piachirois, Migdol, Be-Migdol of Enayom, and Lefnei Baal Tzifoin. Piachirois was really two big stones that was called Piasloim. And all the years where nobody was able to escape, it was called Pisoim, which means Pesosom. It was a closed opening. But after the Yidden were able to get out and leave this land, it was called then Piachirois. So Piachirois is really Pisaim mentioned earlier. The fact that it was Bei Migdol Ven Hayom, the Pasuk is saying that the Yidden would be trapped up against the sea. Lefnei Baal Tzifoin, before the Avodah Zorah Baal Tzifoin, so that the Mitzrayim will say that this Avodah Zorah is what's pulling back the Yidden into towards Mitzrayim. And when the Yidden will go backwards, V'omar Paro Levnei Yisrael, Paro will say about the Yidden, Nevuchim Heim Ba'oris, they are sunken into the ground. Sogar Aleim HaMidbar, the Midbar is closing them in. V'chizakti Eslei Paro, and I will make Paro's heart hard. V'rodav Achareim, and he will run after them. V'kovdo B'Paro uv'chol cheloi, and I will get covered through Paro and his whole army. As Rashi explains, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does din with Rishoyim, he gets honored. His name becomes raised and honored. And since Paro was the one who started the Avera, therefore, the Pasuk says, I will get my covered through Paro first, and then through his whole army. V'yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, and the whole Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem. V'yasu chen, And the Yidden did like that, even though it was a danger for them to head back towards the Mitzrayim. The Yidden said, "Ein lanu ela divrei ben Amram." We will only listen to what Moshe said, and they went back on the third day towards Mitzrayim. Vayugad lamelech Mitzrayim, and it was told to the king of Mitzrayim, Kivorach ha'om, that the nation escaped. Rashi explains that supervisors were sent along with the Yidden when they left Mitzrayim. And when these supervisors saw that the Yidden had no intention to return after 3 days, they went back on the fourth day and told Paroi that the Yidden escaped. And on the fifth and sixth day, Paroi ran after Klal Yisrael. He reached them on the sixth day. On the night of the sixth, they went into the Yam. And in the morning, the Yidden said Shira. And that is why we say Shira, we lay the Shira, on the seventh day of Pesach. Vayehofech levav Paroi va'avodov el ha'om. And the hearts of Paroi and his servants changed toward the Am. Paroi's heart changed. He said originally, Kumu tzu'u mitechami, let the Yidden go out. The servant said, Ad mosai yezeh lanu l'maykesh, till when will this nation be a stumbling block for us? Their hearts changed. Vayomu, and they said, Mazoi sosinu kishilachnu es Yisrael me'avdenu. What did we do by sending the Yidden out from serving us? As Maskal David explains, that you have to break up the pasuk. Vayomu mazoi sosinu. The Mitzrayim said, what did we do? They took our money. And Paroi said, kishilachnu es Yisrael me'avdenu. That we sent the Yidden out from serving us. Those were the words of Paroi. Vayesor es richboy, and Paroi himself tied his horses to his chariot. Ves amoy lokach imoy, and his nation he took with him. He persuaded the Mitzrayim why they should go to war against Klal Yisrael. He said, I will not be like other kings. Other kings go to the back and let their army fight in front. I will go before my army. I will stand on the front line. Secondly, other kings go and take from the booty first. I will divide equally with all the people who go to war. I will not take any more than anybody else. So he persuaded his nation to go to war. Vayikach, and he took 600 chosen chariots. Each one was chosen. That's why it says Lashon Yachid, Bochor. V'chol rechev Mitzrayim, with all the chariots of Mitzrayim following afterwards. V'shalishim al kulay, with captains on each one of these chariots. And Rashi explains, where did they get the animals, the horses, to lead these chariots? Didn't they all die by Makas Dever? And Rashi explains that the pshat is because these were from the Yorei Devar Hashem, the ones who feared Hashem and brought their animals inside. These were the better of the Mitzrayim. And therefore we say, Kasher Sheben Mitzrayim Haroik, Toiv Sheben Chashem Ritzais Es Moichai. Even the best of the Mitzrayim deserve to be killed. These were the best, and they gave their animals for Paroi to chase after the Bnei Yisrael, even after they left. Vayechazek Hashem eslev Paroi, and Hashem made hard the heart of Paroi melech Mitzrayim. Vayirdav acharei Bnei Yisrael, and Paroi ran after the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael yoytzeim biyad Rama, and the Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim biyad Rama with a high hand, begvura gavoya umforsemes, with a high hand and high might, openly in front of everybody. And some of Farshim ask, what is the connection between the end of the Pasuk and the beginning of the Pasuk? The beginning of the Pasuk says, Vayechazek Hashem eslev Paroi. The end of the Pasuk says, the Bnei Yisrael went out biyad Rama. What's the connection between these two halves? Just the opposite. If anything, the Pasuk of Uvnei Yisrael yoytzim biyad Rama should have been said at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, not at this point. And some of Farshim learned that the Pasuk is saying the reason why Hashem had to be Mechazek Lev Paroi. Because typically you would think that a nation that were slaves for so many years would have escaped and run out of Mitzrayim with a slave mentality. But the Pasuk is saying, no, the Bnei Yisrael were yoytzim biyad Rama. They went out with tremendous confidence, and Paroi saw that. So that would be enough of a reason that Paroi should not want to even run after such a nation. That's why the Pasuk is saying, Vayechazek Hashem eslev Paroi. Hashem had to harden the heart of Paroi in order to make him run after the Bnei Yisrael. Why? Because Uvnei Yisrael yoytzim biyad Rama. Paroi saw how the Bnei Yisrael went out with such confidence. So he was really afraid of them. And only because of Hashem being mechazek his heart did he run after the Bnei Yisrael. And the Pasuk continues.